an energy bill failed each of the past three sessions because opponents and supporters say they were too heavy. That is, they tried to do too much. This year's bill, which includes tax incentives for renewable energy sources, is based on recommendations by Agricultural Commissioner Adam Putnam. Policymakers are very sensitive to cost factors to consumers, as illustrated by Staff Director Matt Carter when he began his briefing on the bill for the Senate Energy Committee 2 weeks ago.
The overarching premise in this bill is no rate increase for ratepayers. No rate increase for ratepayers. I hope you guys heard me on that one. No rate increase for ratepayers.
They did. The bill passed the committee unanimously. Some committee members specifically mentioned no rate increase was a selling point for them. Winter Park's Andy Gardner is sponsoring the measure. He concedes it is a modest proposal, but adds it can have a significant impact.
Here's the amendment we did. We actually added...
Outside a Senate Ag Committee meeting, Gardner explains the bill tries to give a boost to the renewable energy industry and biofuels in particular. More than 50% of Florida's electricity is produced by natural gas, a circumstance that is like putting too many of your eggs in one basket. Florida has been trying to diversify its energy supply for at least 5 years.
Additional, you know, ethanol has always been the focus and what we put in here, or other alternative fuels. So we put in some different options besides just the corn piece. So I would think from an ag standpoint, that would be pretty good.
Biofuels and Florida's ability to produce them was not the main point of discussion of the Ag Committee's review of Gardner's energy bill. An amendment offered by Tallahassee Senator Bill Montford was... It would have allowed utilities to increase base rates when new or upgraded power plants start operating. Currently, those costs are passed on after a hearing before the Florida Public Service Commission. Florida Power and Light lobbyist Mike Soule says such hearings are redundant because the plans for a new plant is reviewed by the government each step of construction.
This is purely streamlining. We've done one thing to change. We've built a power plant that everyone approved. And in this case, we're saying if it comes in under budget, let's talk about this power plant. Let's have the proceeding with the PSC on this power plant. That saves significant taxpayers' money, and it saves significant customer money.
Consumer groups see it differently. John Moyle is with the Florida Industrial Power Users Group. He says focusing on just the power plant and not the company operating it would be a significant change in state policy and would limit the PSC's ability to consider all costs and benefit factors.
And we see the amendment as, in effect, a one-way street to a rate increase, because it limits, in effect, what the PSC can do to looking at the cost of the power plant and does not take a holistic view as to what's going on with the company. And we think that's not the right way to approach things. It's inconsistent, we believe, with the regulatory compact.
Montford filed the amendment Friday and then spent the weekend fielding phone calls and listening to people. He pulled the amendment but will not declare it dead. He says he wants to give people time to think and talk about it.
This is a very complicated issue. It's one that could have a financial impact on businesses and, most importantly, families. And again, I just thought it was too quick notice from my part, to move forward. Mm-hmm. And something of this significance that could have a far-reaching impact for years to come, I thought it was just best to slow down and let's give everybody an opportunity to talk about it.
The energy bill now heads to the Senate Budget Committee without an amendment that could have led to higher electrical rates for consumers, which was a possibility that helped doom an energy bill each of the past 3 years. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.